Matthew chapter 21, 4 through 9. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others caught branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Dear fellow Christians, if you can ride, what would you like to ride? A horse or a donkey? I bet you'd like to ride a horse because horse is taller, faster, and better looking than a donkey. A donkey doesn't have a real good appearance and good name. Donkeys are still known and used as beasts of burden. In some parts of Nepal, I have seen donkeys carrying heavy stuffs on their back. They did a lot of difficult jobs, but they did not get any credit or value. In this sense, they are meek and humble too. Our King Jesus, who is the owner of the whole universe, became poor and humble for you and me. He was born and laid in the manger and experienced the abject poverty. He abdicated his throne in heaven and humiliated himself and rode an inferior animal, donkey, and came to give himself for us. Could you remember a situation in which you were badly abased or humiliated? How did you feel? Did you feel comfortable? The answer would be no. You did not feel comfortable at all. Humility is the state where you are low in rank, quality, and station. I'm sure that everyone has to go through this in some point of their lives. There is someone who was humiliated more than all the people who lived on the earth. That is God-man Jesus Christ. He created everything and he had all the power, but he became powerless, helpless, and delivered to the hand of man, and they killed him. We read in the scriptures that God gave his law to mankind so that they would keep it and might live. You broke every commandment. You missed every mark. In other words, you sinned. As a result of your sin, you are not humble and I am not humble either. Rather, we are quick to anger or we think many things in a negative way. We disobey God, our pastors, our elders and parents. That nature started at our conception. When you were born, you were a sinner. You did not have any humbleness. But you had pride, arrogance, pretentious, and haughtiness. The Word of God tells us the wages of sin is death. Therefore, you and I deserve death. We deserve the greatest punishment in hell. However, our God loves us and our King came to give Himself for us. We read in the history that there were many great kings and emperors that fought against the rival forces to save their country and their people. They tried to save their people, but let us think about it. Yes, they did save the people to some extent. But eventually they died and the people they saved also died. they could not save themselves for a long period of time. But there is one king who can save us from all kinds of threats and death. He is the Almighty God, Jesus. He is our King. His power and strength are immeasurable. Our King is gracious, and even though we are sinners and deserve death, He did not let us die. We deserve death, but God planned to give us eternal life. We read in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life." This is the main reason our King came to us in His humble state. He came to save us from the consequences of sin. He came to redeem us from all sorts of bondages of darkness. In these days, people use a red carpet to welcome important visitors with great hospitality. Back then, they used their cloaks to honor their king. Some people scattered branches from the palm trees. We can imagine the joy and jubilation of that moment. Multitudes of people shouting and hailed our Lord. The word Hosanna means save or help. They were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David," or "Help to the Son of David." People shouted Hosanna, but they did not know the true meaning of what they were saying. A few days later, some of the same people, they joined in cry, "Crucify Him! Crucify Him!" Jesus entered into Jerusalem on Sunday, and He died on Friday. His death on the cross was planned by the Father to pay for your ransom. His suffering and all sorts of humiliation paid the price of your sins. Now you are free, redeemed. Now you are no more under the curse of sin. Our living God offers us eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now whoever believes in the name of the Lord, he is saved and shall never die but rejoice with Him in His kingdom. 2,000 years ago, our King humbled Himself. He rode a colt and He suffered the worst treatment any human can get. He gave Himself for you and me. Now the battle has been won. We are saved. We have the joy and peace of our King. We know that our King's humiliation is finished and His glory dazzles as a sun, and we anticipate one day our Lord will sit upon the white horse of His kingship, and He will come out conquering and to conquer. Amen. Let us sing hymn 725, all verses.